What the fuck is up? It is Billy and welcome back to No Bleeps. Oh my gosh, you guys, I am like so delirious and out of it right now, but there's so much stuff that just went down and I feel like I definitely need to talk about it with all of you guys right away because holy smokes. So by the time you guys are listening to this, my latest video is out talking all about this David Dobrik situation, since David Dobrik has finally come and spoken out about some of the things that are going on. And I mean some, because the video that he posted was 2 minutes and some change long, and he definitely beat around the bush and did not take full accountability in a lot of people's eyes. And the funny thing is, the video was called Let's Talk, right? You would think, let's talk about it. The comments were off. There was no conversation being had, honestly. For the last couple of weeks now, I've been telling you guys all the stuff that's been going on with David Dobrik. The fact that a former Vlog Squad member came out and was saying that things occurred in the vlogs that they did not like. Seth came out and he said that the one prank that happened twice, which was them tricking Seth into kissing Jason Nash. So the first time he gave consent to kiss Corinna, and then they switched it, and then it ended up being Jason because they were going to come in with a mask on, and so you couldn't see who it actually was, and he had agreed it to be Corinna, but it ended up being Jason, and so that is something that he did not consent to. And they did it a second time where David asked him if he could get his consent to do the prank a second time. He was like, how am I supposed to give consent to something that I don't even know is going to happen? And David set up this whole big elaborate prank, if that's what, you know, they want to call it. It's definitely not a funny joke or anything like that, but he set up this elaborate plan to get Seth again. And of course he did. And so that whole situation is in a situation of Seth being like, yes, I want to kiss Jason Nash. It's him being like, I'm here. He didn't consent to anything other than being on camera that day, but not under those circumstances. And so there's been a lot of conversation swirling around that prank and the other videos as well. There's been so many other things that have come out. Bad Baby tweeted out that she thought that Jason and David were creepy, and I found the old deleted vlog of when Bad Baby was in David's old apartment and they were filming with her, and it was just extremely uncomfortable. I didn't like anything about that. There's just so much weird stuff that occurred in those vlogs, and obviously he knew that they were weird because he deleted them a long time ago too. But on the Frenemies podcast episode, Ethan was saying that him and Seth had been threatened with a lawsuit if they continued to talk about David and talk about this, you know, particular situation in which this quote unquote prank occurred with Seth, because they keep calling it sexual assault. And I feel like that is what David is probably getting them for. And Scott came out with his video in defense of David and included a video of David showing old text messages with Seth, and Seth being like, I'm down to do the prank a third time if you clout me up, as if that was supposed to be some piece of proof that Seth was giving consent in the other two. That wasn't going to cancel out the fact that the other two pranks didn't have consent. I don't know what impression they were under. If people were going to be like, oh my God, Seth is a clout chaser. Look at him. He wants to do it a third time for clout. No. Everyone was just like, okay, who cares what he wanted to do the third one for? The first two were still fucked up and shouldn't have happened. Now, the reason why I'm bringing all this up again is because in David's video, he addresses consent. And also, this massive insider article has come out too. There's so much stuff that's happened, you guys. It's actually insane. Let me backtrack. So this insider article, Trisha has been literally hyping this article up. She's been saying that this article has been coming. It is coming out. It's going to really show how David Dobrik is. It's really going to show how nasty the Vlog Squad members are. That's what Trisha has been saying. And honestly, right after this freaking Frenemies episode dropped on Tuesday. Like, it was only a couple hours later that the Insider article dropped. And this Insider article was about this girl accusing Dom of taking advantage of her when she was blacked out. And this story is honestly just, like, the whole thing, I watched the vlog is deleted of this entire event, but I saw the vlog. Watching it was honestly just, like, so fucking uncomfortable. I can't even describe it to you guys. But this article that Trisha had been hyping up and saying that she's been giving an interview for came out, which also, by the way, Trisha was asked to comment on this particular situation where this girl said that Dom took advantage of her, because Trisha was actually there this day when they were filming and this girl came over with all of her friends. And Trisha gave a comment on the situation to Insider, and Insider reached out to David Dobrik's lawyers, stick with me here, and they commented on the situation. And on top of that, they commented on Trisha. And Insider sent what they said about Trisha to Trisha. And I don't know if it was on the record or off the record, because Trisha was like, just don't tell me if something is off the record, because it's going to be on the record if you tell me, because I can't keep anything to myself. And so she detailed that David Dobrik's lawyer was telling Insider not to trust Trisha because she has history of mental illness. She has history of being violent. She just doesn't know what she's talking about. And that is just obviously very triggering for Trisha. She was very upset to hear that. And something that she did say was that the only thing that she could think of that they thought was violent of her was that she one time threw like a brick through Jason Nash's window and tried to drive her car through his house, which, what the fuck, like, oh my god. But she says she was never violent towards David. But she said this was back in 2019. That's when this incident of the brick throwing in the car thing occurred. But Trisha did not know when this article was going to be coming out at the time, and she says that David's lawyers apparently have a case against her for defaming him, and she just keeps talking about David, and they told Insider that everything she's saying is just, like, not true, and she's not a credible source. But this Insider article did come out, and they did still quote Trisha Paytas and used her as a source. And this was on Business Insider. And this girl detailed her experience when she was in a vlog. And to break down the situation, David was filming a vlog. It was a bit for the vlog, so a little segment that was going to be in a video. And present was Brandon, I saw Trisha, Jason, Jeff, David, Dom. And I don't know if there were other people there, but those are the people that I saw in the video from my own eyes. And what happened was David is filming Dom, and he's like, so what's about to happen? He says he has like five girls over, and his like goal for the night is to have like this big, massive like orgy, basically. And so the girls come over and they're just talking. This one girl says she doesn't really know who anyone is. And David is narrating the situation, and he says that very quickly everybody realized that this big, massive, like fivesome was like not about to happen, and sounded like super disappointed because Dom like wanted to have his first like multi-girl experience. And ugh, this whole thing was just had bad news written all over it. So Trisha was alleging that some of these girls were not 21, so they were not able to drink, but apparently because these girls were not down to like hook up with Dom, they wanted to spice up the vlog, like it wasn't going to be interesting if these girls did not hook up with Dom. So Trisha is saying that it was David's idea that they have some drinks, and I'm really not sure who provided the alcohol, because Trisha is saying it's Jeff, and Jeff is saying absolutely not. I will like make sure that everybody knows like I'm not telling any lies here. Basically just like, I will take you to court if you keep freaking running my name through your mouth. So I don't know who the fuck provided alcohol. I don't know if there was alcohol even there. This is alleged, you know, I'm not trying to get sued, but Trisha says that Jason was originally asked to go buy the alcohol for these girls, but Trisha said no because she was uncomfortable with the situation. But eventually these girls did get some alcohol brought to them. And once they were all drunk and stuff, things occurred.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
And this is where it's just really, really bad, because in the Insider article, this one girl is saying that she was taken advantage of and that she was, you know, completely blacked out at this point in this situation. Yet David is filming the vlog and all of like the friends in the vlog squad are like knocking on Dom's door, like trying to take a peek at what's going on. And it's this big funny thing in the video, when in reality, if you think about it, that's really fucking sick. Like, this girl is saying that this event happened to her and she wasn't even conscious. And they're just like here giggling and laughing, trying to make some money for the week off of a video. The whole thing is really, really disturbing. Now, this video is long gone from David's channel, but the reason why I want to bring this up and the reason why I brought the Seth situation up is because of what David said in his video and also what his lawyers said. So basically, when David is talking about consent in his video and his lawyer is talking about consent, they're talking about how whenever someone is in a video, he always makes sure that he gets their consent to be in the video. And he says that he realizes that people can take their consent back, and that's why he removes videos. But you see what the problem is here? David is only talking about consent in regards to being on camera, not consent in terms of what's happening on camera, like what's happening in the video. Like, yeah, you might have gotten Seth's consent to be on camera, to be in the video, to post the video, but did you get his consent to actually kiss Jason Nash? I don't think so. I didn't see a video of that. And for this girl, you might have gotten her permission to film her. You might have gotten her permission to post that video, but don't think that you had her consent to what happened to her and to that, which is alleged. It's alleged. But in terms of the way that he's talking about consent, he's like not addressing the fact that people are like, you didn't ask for consent to have Jason kiss Seth. And it's just like, this whole thing is like giving me a major headache, because obviously David isn't addressing certain things and he's not going into super detail in his apology, and it is for a reason. It is because he can't really like fully be like, I was wrong. Otherwise, I don't think he can sue people. I think it would like fuck up his case, because if he is trying to comfort Trisha, if he is trying to comfort H3, if he is trying to comfort Seth for defamation of character, him admitting any sort of like guilt or confessing to anything that he did, it would hurt his chances of winning. But at that rate, I mean, him just coming out and giving like this half-ass like accountability thing, like it wasn't even an apology, him like trying to take accountability, I don't know, it didn't really seem like it at all, because towards the end it seemed like he was pushing blame onto other people and not really taking accountability himself. But I definitely think the reason why he's not fully coming out and saying everything that everyone wants him to address is because he's got lawyers involved. And I mean, lawyers are speaking on his behalf to Insider, so obviously he's on top of what he's trying to do legally right now. But later on in this video, he does sort of lightly discuss this situation that is being addressed in the Insider article. And what I mean by that is he says that he's distanced himself from a number of friends. And the reason why he's distanced himself is because his friends have disappointed him in the past and their views don't align with each other and things that they do, he doesn't support those things. And this to me, plus the statement that his lawyer gave to Insider, which I'm going to read to you guys because I just feel like this is all about the Dom situation. The statement read, "Anyone who knows him, being David, knows he does not condone misconduct in any form. Vlog participants provide consent before anything is posted. Whenever consent is retracted, posts are removed. Any insinuation of wrongdoing is inaccurate and defamatory." Obviously, like, David doesn't think he did anything wrong if the lawyer is out here saying any insinuation of wrongdoing is inaccurate and defamatory, when obviously a lot of people do think that David has done a lot of things wrong. And especially in this situation with Dom, in this Insider article, the stuff that's come out about this vlog that has been deleted, I think a lot of people are reading this and they're thinking, wow, like, that's super fucked up of Dom. They're also thinking about what they're hearing about David. Like, they're hearing Trisha say that David wanted them to have alcohol so that they were gonna wanna hook up with Dom. And people are like, that doesn't sound right. Like, that sounds really wrong. And especially if they're not 21 and he's doing this all to get a clip for his vlog. Like, he was really willing to just do it all to make a good vlog, allegedly. That's definitely something that does not sit right with me at all. And I'm just, like, so disturbed at the thought that he would just not value someone's feelings more than getting the vlog footage. Which, obviously, like, over the years, I've heard that David definitely, like, just wants to get everything for the vlog. And it doesn't really matter, like, what has to happen in order for him to get good clips for the vlog. But this situation is just fucked. Like, it's totally, totally fucked. And I mean, Trisha had a lot to say about it on Twitter. She said, "David Dobrik really just tried to shift all the blame on Dom. You sick fuck. Jeff and Todd went and bought alcohol for the girls to fuck. That vlog shows them not into it and then cuts to them having sex. And Jeff replied to her saying, 'We didn't buy anything for anyone. I willingly called that reporter because I know I'm innocent in the situation. I'm not perfect, but I 100% didn't do what you're accusing me of. And I'm willing to go to any extent to prove it.'" I think for David to say things like, "I was disappointed in my friends and some of the things that they did, and so I distanced myself," it's like, oh my God, like, I really I'm having a hard time, you guys, because this video was 2 minutes long, and I just feel like he didn't take accountability. He was just kind of like, Dom messed up, and I don't support anything that he does, and I don't support anything that he does anymore, and I think there's just still a lot of questions left, like, what about this Seth situation? I mean, he apologized to Seth, but at the same time, it's like, are you actually sorry? Because literally a week ago, you and Scotty were trying to prove Seth as, like, a clown chaser. It's just, the whole thing is just insane to me. And with this article coming out, I don't know. I haven't been able to see any of the reactions, really, because the video is still so new. And on top of that, he turned off the comments and there's, like, no likes and dislikes on the video. So that's just, it's just insane. Like, I really want to know what other people are thinking, because there's no way that, like, a 2 minute apology, not really, but accountability video, but, like, not really, is going to be super well liked. I just, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe he didn't put it on his main channel. He really, anytime he messes up, he just addresses it on his podcast or his podcast channel, because that's his platform with, like, the least amount of followers. Like, really? Really? This situation is insane. Like, I couldn't even find it at first. Someone was like, "Oh my God, David posted." I was like, "Where?" They're like, "His podcast channel." I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, of course he did it there. Like, why are you doing that? That's already starting it off on a bad foot, because I feel like this is the thing. This is how people felt the last time when David apologized on his podcast and only his podcast. And this was just in regards to the racist jokes, the inappropriate jokes that he's made, and not about the Seth consent thing. Like, he hadn't apologized for that up until right now. But when all that was going on, David did put out an apology. It was a 2-minute apology on the podcast. It wasn't in like a video form. It was just audio only. 2 minutes in, he's given an apology for his old jokes and saying that he just like wanted to make people happy and that's all he really cared about and all he wanted, and bringing people joy by watching his videos. Like, that's all he cared about. And obviously, because this is on his podcast, only like his closest like diehard fans are going to be like listening to that. It's not like a main channel where there's some randoms that kind of listen in. I feel like if you listen to someone's podcast, you really fuck with them. Like, you really do like them and like everything they're going to say. And it's more personal, obviously. And you're like more of a fan of that person than maybe you are with someone that you're watching a YouTube video of. Like, I definitely watch videos of people that I've never even seen before, or I don't love them all the time. But podcasts, I have to fucking love you, which means the world to me that you guys listen to this podcast. I'm like, you guys are like the real ones, like for real. You guys are the real ones. But people felt like he put it on there because his fans would just forgive him, because they're his diehard fans that listen to his podcast. They're going to be like, oh my God, David, it's okay. Like, you don't need to apologize. You did nothing wrong. Like, that was going to be the response. And honestly, a lot of people didn't even know that he even made that apology video. I mean, duh, because the podcast episode title was auditioning for SNL. It had nothing to do with addressing any of the stuff that was going on, nothing like that at all. So there was no indication that he was apologizing for anything. So whenever people were looking this time around, when he was getting called out, they were like, David's never addressed this ever. And well, he did, but it was in a disguised podcast episode, basically. But I think the most insane thing is that he went and did like the same thing again. Like, he posted his, you know, talking about the situation on his podcast YouTube channel, where his like diehard fans are going to see it and they're going to be like, oh my God, like, we love you. Although this situation, I do feel, is like very, very, very different because of the scale in which people are upset. Because last time when Seth tried to call him out, like, nobody was on Seth's side. And now all of a sudden everyone is on Seth's side, which is amazing. But I just think it's absolutely insane that he still posted it on there, because it just looks weird. Like, why are you posting it there? To get more attention on your podcast? Or are you just posting it because it's your least followed platform? That whole thing is just, I just can't stop thinking about that. Like, that's so freaking weird. Why did he do that? There's plenty of people that have main channel apology videos. David didn't want to be one of them. I mean, he hardly apologized. He did say sorry to Seth, like I said, but other than that, he really didn't address much. Everything that he said was just like a longer version of what his lawyer said. And I really think it's because he's going to take their asses to court. I really, really do. And that would just be fucking insane if David took Trisha to court. Could you just imagine? Just soak it in. Like, what the fuck? I mean, Ethan as well is just right by Trisha, supporting everything that she's saying. So he's just as close to getting sued too. And oh my God. The thing is, and I think I said this last week, that even if David takes all three of them, or even just one of them, to court and proves that they have been defaming his name and he wins, I still think people are going to be upset at him. I mean, no shit. I mean, everything that happened in those videos still happened. So I just think that no matter what, the situation is going to be upsetting. And David said that he's going to be changing. He says that he wants to show people that he's changing, and he obviously just needs time to show that off. He can say it all he wants, but he wants to show people. And I know that David really hasn't posted a video in honestly a year. It's not like he's still currently posting content like that. I mean, I'm sure him and his friends all still joke that way and they're doing bits and things for Jason's vlogs. But in terms of things that David is putting out on his channel, he hasn't posted anything in nearly a year. I think it might be a year on the dot, honestly, because it started in the pandemic that he wasn't posting anymore. And now we're just shy of like a year in the pandemic. But I definitely do wonder that, you know, when he does come back, if he is going to resume making vlogs like he once was. I honestly don't know. It's been a really long time since I've seen the David vlog, so I just feel like it's different. Like he's going to change the style completely or something, because I don't know if people would even like if he continued to do what he did before. Even though the videos were quick, they were fast-paced, and some of them were really entertaining and really heartwarming, like him buying his dad a car and like all his friends' cars and stuff. I don't know. People just don't seem to be vibing with him these days, and I could definitely see a bunch of people just being like, absolutely not. But who knows? Who knows, you guys? The situation is insane. Just insane. I think if you guys saw that Dirty Dom posted a video addressing some things prior to this Insider article came out, and I just feel like he was trying to like get on top of the situation before it like spiraled and he was getting backlash again. But honestly, the comments have been so positive for him, which is honestly shocking. I think it's because he's like not supporting David right now that he is so beloved. But I mean, it's just, that's just so ridiculous. But I mean, I'm still shocked that David came out and said something. I mean, his lawyer did say to Insider that David was going to address his audience. And I mean, I guess I shouldn't be that surprised, especially if the lawyer is saying that. But I'm surprised he did it like that. Like, I'm surprised he did it like that. It was just so bad. I don't know, you guys. I mean, maybe you guys think differently, and that's totally fine. If you guys watched David Dobrik's apology / I don't know what to call it. I really don't. But if you guys watched it, let me know how you guys feel. If you guys are watching on YouTube, let me know in the comments below. If not, you guys can tweet me at NoBleepsPod. That would be really awesome. We can have a little chat about it. A lot of you guys actually have been like DMing me about certain topics and stuff, and we have a little conversation, and it is so fun because I just feel like we're friends already, just spilling some tea together, talking about all the shit that's going on. That's what this podcast is. And I'm happy that it feels that way for a lot of you guys that DM me. But that is pretty much all that I know about this David Dobrik situation at the moment. And I just can't even process some of the things that I'm hearing. And oh my God. But I love you guys so much. I definitely want to know, like I said, how you guys feel about this. And I will talk to you guys next week. And I'll probably have a major update about all of this. Oh, goodness. But love you guys. Bye.